live from the great state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
5 seconds. 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. My name is Chelsea Jove, and I have been with you all weekend talking all things homeschool. And we are so excited to be with Kirk Cameron, a man who needs no introduction. Welcome to the show.
Go ahead anyway. I like it. Say this is. She did just introduce me.
Yeah. Well, welcome. I know that depending on the age of the person, they either know you from Growing Pains, Left Behind, Fireproof. Big fan, so thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, and I love your name. My wife's name is Chelsea also.
It's like we planned this or something.
It's like you did, and you probably are patient too, right?
I mean,
last name's Joe.
You know, I joked about that, but yes, when we first got married, I was like, maybe I should have thought about this last name thing before we jumped in.
Yeah, so it's your married name.
It's my married name. Been married 6 years, and okay. You know, I thought about it once I said I do, so I was in it.
You're in. There's no getting out of it.
Exactly. Well, welcome. You guys are here with Brave Books this weekend. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how'd you even get involved with Brave Books?
Well, let's see. So I'm a dad. I've got 6 kids. My wife and I are going to be grandparents here in just a little bit. Our daughter is just about to give birth. And so we've got a lot on the line, and I want to write books and be a part of making children's television, entertainment, and education that's going to build character in kids, and programs and books that parents can trust. So Brave Books is one of these publishing companies that's doing a great job. All their books are dealing with issues like the sanctity, sacredness of life, from the womb to the tomb, to gender reality, to the dangers of socialism. And they do it in a way that kids really love, with adorable characters. And that's what Brave Books is doing. And now we're graduating from books to a live-action/animated television program called The Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk. We're wanting this to be our generation's version of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So timeless moral biblical values and lessons combined with beautiful animation, a modernized version of the whole thing, funny, fun, lots of other guest star actors from other television shows that you would recognize. And it's turning out great. We're filming all of it this summer, and it should be coming out in November.
That's awesome. Most of us listening would think that good morals and values are just the normal thing that's accepted in this world, but you've really found out over the last couple of years trying to go to libraries to read these books that that hasn't been the case. That's not been the reality you've been met with. So tell us, like, what's happened over the last couple of years for you going to libraries. Like, did people just welcome you, or did you guys face any adversity?
So after the very first book that I wrote, I wanted to read it publicly in a story time hour at a library, and we were actually denied by over 50 woke libraries that previously held drag queen story hours. So this is the reality of many libraries, not all libraries. There's still lots and lots of libraries who want nothing to do with men in fishnet stockings and high heels and lipstick reading to their children. But the ones that that did tell me that I couldn't come because they didn't align with my values, or I didn't have the right color of skin, or I wasn't inclusive enough. There's great irony there. They say that I'm not inclusive enough as they exclude me from their library. Those are the libraries that are often getting all of the government funding paid for by our tax dollars in big cities where millions of people live. And those of us who love biblical values are being silenced, marginalized, and excluded from that stuff. So we, as the family of faith, need to stand up and lean in and move into those places of cultural influence, I believe, rather than fleeing from public spaces and fleeing from cultural positions of influence, hiding in a corner or at a homeschool convention waiting for the rapture, we should educate our kids to be the next lawyers and judges and storytellers and doctors and people who are going to actually build the world that our kids are going to be living in. And there's no better people to do that than Christian homeschoolers, because these are kids who are being raised in a home with parents who are trailblazers and often patriots and lovers of God and lovers of their family. So that's why I love Brave Books. That's why I'm working with them and others like them. And that's why we're making The Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk.
That's wonderful. You know, a few years ago, like, we just became parents. We have a 2-year-old daughter at home, and we were going to a big bookstore that we all know. And we were walking through the kids section just saying, oh, we'll be able to buy tons of books. It was astonishing to us to see the amount of just witchcraft or woke influence that children's books have now. And it's like, if we're turning a blind eye and thinking they're not indoctrinating our children, then you're not just interacting with the world enough. So we love partnering with Brave Books. We love reading your books because it's a safe space to get good values, good morals, and it's putting our dollars behind companies that actually believe in what we believe.
That's right.
And so really powerful to you for doing that. So what other projects are you working on right now?
Well, I'm doing a few things. I host a weekly talk show on Monday nights called Takeaways. You can watch that on the TBN Trinity Broadcast Network. But I really would love to encourage people to check out what Brave Books is doing. If you go to watchbrave.com, that's watchbrave.com, you'll see more about the television show. And highly recommend that people take advantage of the opportunity that we have with our kids while they're still inside of your house, to read them all the right books, tell them all the right stories, fill them with the worldview every hour of every day that you can, because the parents that are shocked and saddened when their kids go off to college or they get out into the real world, outside of your four walls, and they walk away from the faith, they walk away from the Christian worldview, they think that somehow someone flipped the switch and it happened overnight. But the truth is, they were probably already gone before they left your front door if they were spending hours and hours and hours every day on their phone, on their screen, on their whatever, because that's the sneaky portal that the enemy uses to get through and into your children's hearts and their minds. So take advantage of screens and technology and the hours that you have with them to fill them with all the right stuff. And trust God with all of your heart and be a living, breathing example of the kind of human beings you want your children to become. And we can trust God for a good result.
No, that's so powerful. And we've talked to a lot of guests this weekend about the value of, like, also being around like-minded people to help encourage you and equip you. So I think this is your second convention with us. You were in Houston with us last year and Fort Worth again this year. What would you tell people about a homeschool convention? What are you surprised by? Or for those who might be on the fence about coming to the next one, what would you encourage people with to get here?
So if you're wondering whether or not to come to a homeschool convention, look, if you're looking for instructions on how to make your own butter, if you're looking for some sourdough bread starter, if you're looking for the homeschool uniform, I mean, we got denim jumpers. We've got everything you could possibly want. If you simply want to raise top shelf human beings whose minds and hearts are thoroughly nourished and equipped with the Word of God and given a worldview that gives them a vision of victory rather than defeat and escape from culture, then come to a homeschool conference like this one here in Texas or wherever it is that you live and take advantage of the community and all of the curriculum that will help you to meet your goals.
That's awesome. Well, again, guys, Kirk, thank you for being here with us. Make sure you check out Brave Books. Not only are they a great company, but they partner with Heidi St. John, Kirk Cameron, Bethany Hamilton, and so many other folks who are in the same journey, homeschooling their kids, raising the next generation of world changers. So make sure you join us. We've got a couple more episodes. We are hours away from wrapping up here, but it has been a blast so far. So thank you again for joining us, and we will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.